Phil, where's a fun, unique, affordable date night in the Northwest Burbs?
That one drove me nuts. First, I thought is Yu's Mandarin, which is in Schaumburg on Golf Road. One of the things they do is they hand-pull their own noodles. And on weekends, where I'm assuming this first date is taking place, they will do hand-pulling noodle demonstrations that you can see from the dining room.
Yeah.
And it's colorful and it's real nice inside.
Well, who doesn't want a hand-pulled noodle on a first date? So that's nice to hear.
Right. Well, you got to watch these guys do it. It's pretty
I like talk radio when they talk about things. Let's talk about things.
He missed it completely. Didn't hear a word he said. Yeah. Or I said, for that matter.
His tans all fade and the memories do too. Life is short and sweet, concise like a high
138. This is WGN. Hi, I'm John Williams. We sure appreciate you turning into the little radio program here. Phil Vitale often joins us Wednesdays at this time. You heard him there. He can't join us today, and we have a guest that I really want to talk to as well. Now, again, yesterday, Rita Mayfield, a state representative from, I believe, Gurnee, was on the show. She's one of these lawmakers that has a bill, maybe it'll be a law, and it'll say essentially you can't use ethylene oxide to sterilize surgical equipment. Companies do this for hospitals and other people that need stuff sterilized, and I don't know much about that field, but she's looked into it. Before we put somebody on from Medline, one of the companies, I just want you to hear, say, about 90 seconds of that conversation from yesterday.
My bill calls for a phase out of ethylene oxide. My bill is House Bill 3888. And what it does, it phases out the use of ethylene oxide by 2021.
Hospitals need to sterilize the equipment. Somebody's got to do it.
The argument that we're getting from the manufacturers is that ethylene oxide is the only sterilization method that is available. And we know that to not be true. And in fact, the U.S. EPA is calling, you know, for innovation and sterilization to protect human life, because we know that ethylene oxide is a human carcinogen.
If this stuff is this injurious or dangerous, should there have been some governmental oversight?
Well, that is the mission of the Illinois EPA. And surprisingly, or maybe unsurprisingly enough, we have all asked that same question. Why was the Illinois EPA not monitoring? They have failed to protect the environment. They failed to protect communities. They failed to protect our children. We had a local community forum. Over 1,000 people in the area showed up against ethylene oxide and what's going on, and to voice their concern and to strongly stand together and say, we need to close down Medline. We need to do something now. We had a mother who was there representing other mothers whose children were all diagnosed with lymphoma. How many children need to be diagnosed before this good corporate neighbor, as they like to keep telling us that they are, finally says, we're going to do something?
Boy, they never, you know, we reached out to them, I'll bet 10 times, and said, I'm sure that there's another side to the story. The last part you heard me there saying that we reached out to them maybe 10 times is true, but I regret that the company that I was talking about at that particular point was Sterigenics. Sterigenics was the one that was getting a lot of attention. Attorneys advertise on this radio station and say Sterigenics all the time. It's like we were being invaded from Mars. Who is this alien force in our community? They need to come on and tell us who they are, and they never, ever would. They're gone. But the company that she was talking about is Medline, and I, to be honest with you, had not reached out to them. But they sure did reach out to us, and I'm glad they did. Jesse Greenberg is on the line. Jesse, thanks for joining us on WGN Radio. How are you today?
I'm doing well, John. Thanks so much for having me.
Where are you located?
So I'm located in Waukegan, which is the site of our manufacturing and medical product sterilization facility.
I have a couple questions about what we just heard, but while it's fresh on our ears, why don't you jump in? Based on what you just heard, what do you want to say first and foremost?
Yeah, so it's a good discussion you were having yesterday, and again, just really appreciate the chance to come on. I think that there were some factual inaccuracies that were mentioned by the state representative that I'd just like to take the opportunity to correct. And first and foremost is the question about alternative sterilization methods for different medical products. And it is true that there are several different ways that medical products can be sterilized. But for many important products that surgeons rely on every day, for those products, ethylene oxide is the only way in which those products can be sterilized. It's a method in which the FDA recognizes. So, John, we're talking about items like syringes, drapes, pacemakers, tubing, very common products that when a surgeon is seeing a patient, what we do here is that we manufacture these surgical kits, and then we sterilize them, we seal them, and then they go out to about, we supply somewhere of about 80% of Illinois hospitals with surgical kits. Hmm. We pack 16,000 of these kits a day. So our role in the healthcare system is really critical. It's essential, and you know, there's just no alternative, unfortunately, for sterilization of many, many medical products.
I never thought about that. I'm sure none of us did. You go to the hospital, we assume in America everything's sterilized and clean. It is. We don't think about the process. So those things you just described,
yeah.
Say if it's a hand tool that the surgeon uses or somebody uses, do you dip it in a vat of this stuff? Is it a liquid chemical that you use?
So the product comes into our facility as a liquid. It's converted to a gas. The products themselves, right, they are all packaged first, and then they are sterilized once they are packed. And so what ethylene, the uniqueness of ethylene oxide is that it can penetrate different kinds of packing. It can get into the inside of a syringe or the inside of an electronic device, whereas other methods of sterilization, let's say one that uses heat or steam, you know, that would be a very different methodology, and it would alter or even destroy some of these items that surgeons rely on. So that's why ethylene oxide is used, and at the moment there just is no alternative for many products.
She said it's carcinogenic.
Yeah, understood. And so, you know, that's why that there is such strict federal and state regulations, as there should be when you're talking about a gas, a chemical like ethylene oxide. But I just want to reassure your listeners that the way that Medline uses ETO here in Waukegan is safe. And I would just point first and foremost to our record. You know, over the course of 25 years that we've operated here, we've never received a federal, state, local violation related to ethylene oxide. In the 25 years we've operated here, we've never had an employee incident or illness linked to ethylene oxide. Currently, we are capturing 99% of the ethylene oxide that we use at this facility. 99% is captured here. Now, because of the Illinois legislature's leadership, John, over the last year, our state has now the strictest regulations for ethylene oxide use in the entire country.
How do you feel about that? How do you feel about that?
Well, I think it's very good. I mean, the Illinois legislature, Representative Mayfield and her colleagues, they prioritize public health as they should, and we stand very strongly with ensuring that health and safety of our employees and the public is the number one priority.
Well, Jesse, and how do you explain the 1,000 people at that town hall meeting and the at least anecdotal evidence that some of the kids in that area have lymphoma?
Yeah, so, you know, I attended that meeting, and it was a good discussion. You had some of the leading regulators from the Illinois EPA and the CDC there, and it was really good that State Senator Melinda Bush provided that opportunity for some accurate information to get out. And look, you know, when anybody, any family is dealing with an illness like cancer, I mean, you can't help but have your heart to go out to those people. There's no question like that. And we've all have individual stories of people who have fallen ill to cancer. But you know, the real question is, what kind of precautions, what kind of procedures do you have in place to ensure the health and safety of the community? And we're very proud at Medline. We're currently investing now millions of dollars to install best available technology. And as before, we were capturing 99% of ethylene oxide used. By the end of November, John, we're going to be capturing 99.9%.
Jesse, are you saying that it's coincidental then that these parents are saying my kids are sick? It's a coincidence that those kids are sick?
I'm saying that there's no way to link the operation at Medline with incidents of cancer. There is no scientific evidence to suggest that we are anyway cause of these illnesses.
What about that Illinois EPA report in 2016? Can you talk a little bit about that, or the U.S. EPA? They had a report.
It was an office in the U.S. EPA that looked at, that came out with a study in 2016. And I think that's really the foundation of what a lot of people have concerns are, because there's a lot of misinterpretation of what that data is. And there's a lot of public debate about what kind of methodology ought to be used to really look at these different risks, because that study didn't look at incidence of cancer, okay? It didn't look at actual cases of cancer. And I think that's a very important distinction. I think it's also important.
What did it look at, Jesse?
It's a mathematical formula to look at different risk factors, right? It's hard to capture all of that into one formula. And I would also say that what wasn't captured there was the long historical trove of really important studies over the course of the last 40 years. John, there's been 13 studies covering five countries over the last 40 years that has looked at workers that have been dealing with ethylene oxide. So folks that have been exposed to high levels of ethylene oxide. And in those studies, there is no causal link. Again, there's no causal link to cancer and dealing with ethylene oxide.
Let me ask you this.
I understand people's concerns,
yeah,
right?
Jack.
I mean, those are good. They're valid concerns. And people should be seeking out the truth.
But you say they have no basis in science, that it's coincident then that some of the kids are becoming sick. How many employees work at your facilities?
Yeah, so in Waukegan, we have 700 employees here.
How many of them handle ethylene oxide?
A good number of them, right? So I don't have the exact numbers, but what we have here is two side-by-side facilities. We have our manufacturing operation, which I've talked about, which is involved in packing the kits, and then those kits are then boxed, they're crated, and they move over to our sterilization facility.
My question is this, Jesse. All of that to say, what's the incidence of illness, cancer, or otherwise with your employees?
Again, in our 25 years, we've had zero incidence of cancer linked to ethylene oxide.
Well, then how did this, I know you're not Sterigenics, and maybe Sterigenics had different issues because we heard their name more than we heard yours.
Sure.
But then how did this thing get out of the bag for you? How did this perception come that Medline and Sterigenics and this chemical are so unsafe?
Yeah, it's been just many, many months. There's probably people have had a lot of concerns, a lot of valid concerns. Perhaps they were not answered in the appropriate way and early enough. Perhaps regulators could have done more to get information out there. But it's a really tricky issue. You're talking about a very scientific issue that at times can be difficult to explain. And what people want to hear, what people see, is when they're afraid, it's an emotional issue for a lot of people.
Well, I think that
when you're looking at an emotional issue versus a scientific issue, it's sometimes really hard to break through.
Anecdotal evidence can be hard to defeat, and sometimes I think there's something to the anecdotes, but I would defer to the science on something like this, which makes it a little disquieting when the state lawmaker says you need to get the Illinois EPA to do something about this. So I don't know if that's passing the buck. I don't know whose responsibility the safety of the community is. Is it you, the people that run the company? You seem to think it's safe. Maybe you're telling the truth. Maybe it is. Maybe you wish it was, but it's not so safe. So then say, okay, let's get somebody else involved in this. And to me, that would be the Illinois EPA. And she said, yeah, they need to step up their game. So now I'm back to square one on this. I'll also say this. I lived near an airport for years, and there was no health issue at the airport, according to the airport or according to the EPA. And yet the incidence of cancer and disease for people who lived in the flight path near the runway was off the chain. Everybody knew a lot of people around the airport who had illnesses of a of a variety, and they were serious, and they were cancers and other things. And nobody came out with a scientific study to say these airplanes are causing that. But every day the spray of jet fumes over the community, you had to think couldn't be good. So all we had was the anecdotal evidence. We had no scientific legs to stand on. But it still was very upsetting to people. And it feels like this in this case, too.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, just in response to the comparison, it's really difficult to compare, you know, 747s, exhaust coming out of 747s and what we do here. I mean, we have a very controlled system, and that's why we're able to capture nearly 100% of the ethylene oxide emissions, methylene oxide that we use.
I understand. So, that's a bad comparison.
But John, let me just point out, you mentioned in your comment before the break about studies and about data, and I forgot to mention this, and I do think this is important to your listeners because it's a really hard piece of scientific data, which is that in June 2019, the Lake County Health Department, the City of Waukegan, out of a response to concern for the community, they conducted ambient air testing around our facility here in Medline in Waukegan, and what they found is that the average ethylene oxide detected at the five closest test locations, okay, that level was 1,000 times lower than the occupational safety level set by the federal government. So that means the level that the federal government says is acceptable for workers to be exposed to, the surrounding ambient air was 1,000 times lower than that.
I'm going to talk to the Illinois EPA about this.
Excellent.
I wonder what they would say about it. Will they champion your cause?
And we've been working closely with the Illinois EPA and other regulators. It's a very important matter, and we want to continue to get better. We think we're doing that, and we certainly appreciate the leadership of the state EPA and lawmakers who've got the toughest standards on the books.
I'm out of time. Jesse Greenberg, spokesperson for Medline. Jesse, thank you for coming on.